The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. From the heart of New York City and the tri-state area to the most active real estate hotspots across America. Keeping you plugged in to the latest real estate market trends, from mortgage news and legal developments to everything you need to know about buying or selling a property, benefited by the advice of the experts. Now, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday. I'm Dottie Herman, and welcome to Eye on Real Estate. As you know, I always say real estate's the universal language. Everybody knows about it. Everybody wants, well, they think they know about it. So they want to talk about it, or they want, should I buy? Should I sell? Do you think this price is right? And every case is very different. But we try to give you the best tips, because for most people, it's probably their largest investment. And we try to give you as much information as we can so that when you make a decision to buy or sell, that you're knowledgeable, because knowledge is power. Please tune into the show live on Saturdays at 10 a.m. AM 970. Okay? Or you can get you can go on the mobile app or the iHeartRadio app. iTunes, there's a million ways to listen to this show, and if you miss any part of it, we have them all posted so you can go back and listen to them in your spare time or whatever time is good to you. Please follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and visit www.dottieherman.com and sign up for my monthly newsletter. I have a lot of good information there. This week, and hopefully every week, we'll be joined by one of our best real estate attorneys. And what do I always tell you? That when you're buying real estate or selling real estate, don't try to get your son-in-law so he can do it for free to do it. This is a big investment, and you need to have somebody who specializes in real estate. And that is Lucas Ferrara, who is great. Okay, I would never, ever, ever give anybody advice that I didn't believe in myself or that I would use myself. And he is an attorney at Newman Ferrara, LLC, and specializes just in what I'm talking about, real estate and real estate law. At 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Lois Weiss, who we had on last week, but we really didn't finish. And she is a journalist who writes for all of a lot of the New York City papers, and for the Post and Between the Bricks. And she's going to discuss the state of the market and many things that are exciting that are happening in real estate in New York. At 11:30, we'll be joined by Tom Drew of Citizens Bank to discuss the latest that is happening in the world of finance. Well, Lucas, good morning.
Dottie, so great to be with you and your listeners today. How was your week?
It was a good week, but I did something very stupid. Yeah. Well, you know, this is really a true story. So, like, not that I make up stories, but I just can't help but telling it, even though this has nothing to do with real estate.
Well, true stories are always the best stories. What happened?
So, I was out to dinner. I lost, and I have two cell phones. I lost one of them. So, I have the app, which if you don't have it, make sure you get it. It's called Find My iPhone or Find My iPad. This way, if you ever misplace it or you leave it somewhere, it tracks it for you. So it tracks my iPhone when I got home if I don't have it, and it tracks it to the shopping center. So I take the other iPhone I have, and, you know, I hit Find My iPhone, and I hit the number, and it's telling me, go this way, go that way. Then they show you pictures 4.5 hours. I kept on telling me I was in a space. But in the shopping center where the parking is, there's plants, there's foliage. There's, 4.5 hours later, then there's cars there. So then I said, well, maybe it was by 11, everybody will leave, and maybe then I could find it. To make a long story short, I couldn't find it. And I was delirious from looking at it so much. I got into my car, and there was a sign. I don't know what the sign said, but I smashed down the sign. I mean, I saw it. I just drove right into it. Oh, nobody was involved. There was no other cars involved, but the sign got knocked down, and it was a big sign. I wrecked my car, okay? And I thought, I thought it was like something's wrong with me. I was just delirious. So I'm okay. I just have a few bruises here and there. My car has seen better days, so it has to, you know, I have to find a body shop. And, but the most important thing is, well, I'm alive. I mean, my mom died in a car accident, so I think that's really the only important thing is that I'm okay. However, the story gets better. So now I say, oh, forget it. I just will have to. So I put, you know, there's a thing, you say, lost my iPhone, you leave your number, and hopefully if somebody should ever find it, that they would call you. So I do that. And I'm getting everything set up for the show today, last night. And, you know, I put the speakers and everything up and all the mics. And guess what? There's the other iPhone.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
No. I'm not kidding. So find my iPhone, the app, took me to a shopping center when it was in my house.
Oh, you almost killed yourself over your iPhone.
Yes. Now,
by the way, do you need a good attorney? If you're looking for a good attorney to help you with that accident, you know who to call, Dottie. You know what's funny? You started the show by saying, watch using relatives. You know, relatives are easy when you need help. You know, they're easy to access, and maybe they won't charge you, which is always a plus, right? Or at least you may think it's a plus. But the problem is if this relative doesn't do this particular legal work every day or doesn't specialize in it, they're not aware of all the nuances. And I just got a call the other day where someone used their relative on a transaction, but there were so many mistakes, Dottie, that it's going to cost them two times what they would have originally paid had they come to me and initially.
You're right.
It's going to cost them more money is the bottom line. Look, if nothing happens, if there are no mistakes or no one catches any mistakes, all well and good. But I'm not disparaging relatives. You have to pick an attorney that specializes in that area. It's like going to a doctor. No different. You're not going to go to your general primary care if you need a heart, you know, some sort of heart treatment or heart analysis. You have to go to a cardiologist. It's the same thing when it comes to the practice of law. Lawyers have certain areas that they work in. That's who you have to go to. Generalists, I would be wary of generalists, people who claim they can do everything.
Well, nobody can do it. I think exactly the way you think. It's like, you know, your GP is great, but he's not going to do heart surgery to you, right? So you want to use somebody who specializes in that field. And by the way, your son doesn't want to do it anyway.
You know, it's going to end up costing you more because there was this rental transaction, big rental transaction. I can't talk about it. The owner wasn't aware of the law and the current laws in the residential context, with a few exceptions. You can only ask for 1 month security. Well, this landlord wasn't aware, very wealthy landlord, and charged more than 1 month's security deposit. Well, that's a violation of law. Because that wealthy person was too dumb to confer with an attorney that knew landlord-tenant and the nuances of landlord-tenant, this is going to cause, there are penalties associated with that. even as innocent as it might have been, to collect, you know, more than a month's rent of security, that guy's going to be zonked. So you don't want to get zonked. And by the way, Dottie, did you see the report from the University of California, San Diego? These geniuses out in San Diego, they decide they're going to do some research, and they spend who knows how many months on this, and they came to the conclusion, Dottie, home buyers, they pay cash, pay 10% less. I'm sure you knew that, Dottie, right?
Well, I didn't know. I have to be honest. I didn't know how much less they would get it for, but I do know that, you know, if I have a listing or something and there's 10 different, like 10 people bidding on the same property, we'll even say five or even say two, unless it's substantially lower, I would never opt for the mortgage over all cash, because with all cash, you know, there's no problem. I mean, you don't have to go to a bank. You don't have to have the appraisal by the bank. You don't have to go through any of that, and you don't have to question whether the person's credit's good or not, because even if they have lousy credit, if they're paying all cash, it doesn't matter what their credit is. So it's a safer deal for a seller, always.
Yeah, 2024, cash is still king, people.
Well, yes, it is. But cash is always king. But as I said, like a lot of people, I mean, look, there's a lot as far as, you know, I think inventory is opening up a little, but we still have a shortage of inventory. And not everyone can spend all cash. Prices of homes are expensive. So obviously, if you have, you know, and there's pros and cons of doing all cash, which we'll talk about in a second. But really, what I think more important than that, not that it's more important, I shouldn't use those words. Because if you have all cash and you don't, and you can, because you have to look at your personal circumstances. You know, I don't know if you knew this, but I'm a certified financial planner. I just never practiced it. I got certified in it, and I never practiced it. But you have to look at, okay, let's just say the house is $800,000. And let's just say you have $800,000 in cash to put down on a house. Well, that takes $800,000 that you could have working someplace else. Okay.
Absolutely. Like the stock market, for example, or whatever the case may be. Yeah, there's something to be said about that.
You know, I'm not saying it should be the stock market, but once I try to explain to people, your home is going to go up or go down. It's irrelevant whether you paid all cash or you didn't. Okay, so if you're going to pay all cash, and there's pros to that, which we'll go over in a little bit, but you are now taking whatever the home costs, that money you're taking away, you don't have use of it anymore, it's in your home. And it's not going to make money, because if you put $100,000 down on an $800,000 house and you kept $700 left, that $700 could work for you if you are sophisticated or you want to be involved with working. As far as the stock market, I'm not one that's really big on it, because I don't know it as well as I could know it, and so I'm gambling with it, and so that's money that if I was going to play around with it, it would be just, hey, you know what, I don't follow it enough. To me, you really have to be on top of the market. So, you know, you have to decide. I mean, I think it's an individual decision. Obviously, if you want the house so badly and there's a lot of bidders and you put an all cash offer in, more than likely that's what the seller, because if you're a seller, why wouldn't you want an all cash deal? That's an ideal deal, all cash. So if you're in a bidding war, that might be the answer. To put all cash, but also just remember, you're taking that amount of money, whatever the home cost is, you're putting it into your home, and your home is going to go up or down regardless of how much money you put in. So now you've just lost the use of that money. And those are two different scenarios and things to consider, and they're very individual. And that's why when you talk to your attorney or your accountant, you've got to weigh that out. That's just my opinion on it.
I agree with you, Dottie. And a lot of people, by the way, older Americans in particular, when I speak to them, Dottie, they prefer to pay cash because they don't want the obligation of a mortgage, the monthly payments. They don't want that hanging over their head. So there are some people who don't mind taking the cash off the table, putting it into the real estate, parking it there, and not have to worry about monthly expenses. But according to this report from UC San Diego, people that get a mortgage can pay up to 18-17% more on a piece of property. This is based on a national study, not just New York. We're talking nationwide. But the average, according to UC San Diego, is you save 10% with cash, and that's now a matter of research. And that's UC San Diego came out on March 28th. If you're interested, just Google it, and the article will pop up. But look, there's something to be said about mortgages too, Dottie, as you noted. I didn't know you were a certified financial planner. I'm going to call you after the show because I'm going to need some advice from you. But
I haven't practiced. I mean, I schooled for it. I got certified for it. But I mean, I'd be glad to tell you what I know, but I think I'm not an expert. I've been practicing. I never did it. I mean, I ended up in real estate, but I used it a lot in real estate to kind of show people, because real estate is a part of a financial picture. You know, if you take a circle and you divide it up, real estate is part of your financial picture. And I'm not saying it's good or bad to pay all cash or not to pay all cash. And look, if you're in a bidding war and you really want this property, I would say, you know, pay all cash because you know that you have a better chance to get it, to get the property. Because the seller, if you're a seller, obviously an all cash deal is safer than anything else. It doesn't mean that the other.
And Dottie, usually faster, right? Because banks are so freaking slow. I mean, with this appraisal process and then problems that come up during the inspection process, even all, you know, as is deal, sometimes there are problems that pop up that could kibosh. So I agree, you know, cash is still king. But the problem, as you said, Dottie, is that when you take that kind of cash out of your account, it may not be the wisest move for you. Because, you know, the government does allow you to deduct some depending on your income levels, etc. This is not tax advice. Speak to a tax advisor, please. But typically, you can deduct a portion of the interest payments. So right off the bat, you're getting a form of a subsidy from the government if you get a mortgage. So there's something to be said about the mortgage process that's very favorable to a purchaser.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I am, because it's not about, you know, you have a choice when you have that much cash to decide. Like, if you have enough cash to pay for your home in cash, then you have to sit down and make that choice. Do I buy all cash? Do I put in, or do I take some kind of a mortgage, whether it's a high mortgage, a low mortgage, whatever? That's something you should talk with your, if you're buying it with somebody, and also your accountant and your attorney. Okay, but most people starting out, I mean, maybe if it's your second or third, they don't have all cash series to put down. So, you know, that's fine for those people who have that kind of money. Or, you know, if you're selling something and you made that much money on it that you can buy it all cash, okay, that's a choice. But for people who don't have that choice, if you don't, let's say you're making an offer and you're up against somebody who's paying all cash and you don't have all cash to pay. That's what I'd like to talk about. Maybe how you could try to compete with that all cash buyer. I think we have a commercial coming on. But after the commercial, I want to talk about, and not that you can always win, but is there a way that you can beat or at least compete with the all-cash buyer, if it's, you know, if you're offering the same amount of money.
Over the last 30 years, Newman Ferrara, a New York City law firm, has evolved into a national practice focused on real estate, commercial, litigation, civil rights, class actions, and other complex litigation, representing many of the city's largest property owners, managing agents, and thousands of tenants. Newman Ferrara handles some of the nation's most significant class actions and civil rights matters. Newman Ferrara at 1250 Broadway in New York City. Go online to NewmanFerrara.com. That's Newman Ferrara. Listen to the firm's name partner, Lucas Ferrara, every Saturday at 10 a.m. on Dottie Herman's longest-running real estate radio program, Eye on Real Estate on AM 970. A real estate lawyer for 35 years, Lucas is a professor at New York Law School and is also a published author with books on real estate and New York's landlord-tenant law. Tune in Saturdays at 10 a.m. to hear Lucas's unique perspective and advice on Eye on Real Estate.
Hi, it's Arthur Idala here for Bay Ridge Honda, run by my longtime family friend, Rob Sabah. The Sabah family owned and operated Honda dealer for over 60 years is there for one reason, their outstanding customer service. The Sabah family at Bay Ridge Honda makes you feel like you're part of their family when you come in to make one of the big decisions in your life, which car to purchase. And to kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, APR rates as low as 1.9% and no payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. Bay Ridge Honda has the best prices around, and they will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Honda Civic, Honda HR-V, CR-V, the Honda Accord, and the Honda Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive off today. Bay Ridge Honda serves all five boroughs, and every new vehicle comes with their Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. So visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information, here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
We're back. Remember, if you have any questions, 866-970-8622. Call us. We'll be glad to answer them. Lucas and I were talking about the pros and the cons of all cash buyers. Okay, so let's...
Hey, Dottie, before we get there, during the break, I took a look at this, the report. The report said on a national level, so that your listeners can appreciate the context, about one-third of home purchases are all cash deals. Which is pretty significant when you think about it. One-third.
It's actually higher than I thought. Really, actually higher than I thought. Well, if you're in the position to do that, that's great. So let's look at the pros and the cons, though. So the pro would be, obviously, your offer is stronger and you cash off is a little more attractive to sellers because they're quicker, they're smoother, they have fewer risks, and they can give you an edge on negotiating if there are other offers. Like you said, Lucas, before, you have no mortgage payments, and you can eliminate that monthly payment and interest cost and have more cash flow, to use, and you don't have to have debt. You know that that's paid off, and you never have to worry about a carpenter to lose your job or something like that. You, as you said, Lucas, it's a quicker closing process. It's quicker. You also save on closing costs, right? Buyers cash can save money on various fees with that come with obtaining a mortgage, including origination fees, appraisal fees, and some others.
And those can be quite significant, Dottie, as you know.
They can be. So you should know that. And of course, you have no interest payments. Paying in cash means you avoid paying interest on the loan, which is also a significant amount of money. And you reduce risk. Without a mortgage, you won't have the risk of ever going into foreclosure if you have a financial hardship. So that's pluses. But let's talk about the cons. Because, as I said, real estate is individual. Even when we talk about negotiating with everything, it's a different seller, it's a different, different buyer. It's all different depending on who you're dealing with. But if you want to look at the cons of not, if you're in a position to buy all cash and you're deciding whether you should or not, the cons of it is that you're tying up a large amount of money in real estate and it can significantly reduce your liquidity. And again, if you have a hardship or something of that, you might not want to have that risk. The money also used to buy property outright could potentially yield a higher return if invested elsewhere. Now, that depends on how quickly the market's going up. It depends on where you live. There's too many factors to really talk about them all on the phone, but these are things that when you purchase, actually before you purchase, you should kind of talk this out and know which way you want to go.
A lot of it depends on risk tolerance too, right, Dottie? How you like to play with the money, whether you want to hedge it so that you've got the property, but you have a mortgage on it, then you're taking the cash that you would have put down, the hundreds of thousands now that you still have available to you, and you invest it elsewhere, you're winning on two fronts. Long-term, the depreciation of real estate, and hopefully whatever you're taking the money and putting it in is also growing. So there's a two-front approach when you take a mortgage that can be very beneficial, without question.
Right. You can you have no tax deductions. That's a con, because mortgage interest payments can often be deducted on your taxes, and you can save money that way. That I don't know if that's the main reason. Maintenance and upkeep costs, owning property outright means you're solely responsible for all maintenance, repairs, and improvements, which can be significant over time. So look, if you have the money to pay it and you don't need that money for anything else, or you're willing to put that money all into this house and not have that liquidity of having that extra money around that you can use for various things. But what you don't want to do, you don't want to be cash poor. I'll never forget a caller called in my show, and this is a couple of years back, but I won't forget his call. And he said to me, Dottie, I did the right thing. I looked, I'm married. I went to buy a home. I looked at how much I could afford, and his wife was working. So, you know, they combined their incomes and they decided to go for a mortgage. And he said, so I only went for what I could afford because in his mind, he deducted his wife's salary because maybe she was going to have children. They were planning a family. So he didn't want to rely on it. Now, he said his friend who bought a home at around the same time as him didn't think that way. He used his wife's income, and he wasn't worried about whether his wife would lose a job or she would stop working or anything like that. So he bought a more expensive house, and he bought more of a house of his dreams. And as it turned out, he said his friend's property went up. And he said, like, so I don't understand. Which one should I have done? And there isn't a right answer to that. I don't know. How would you answer that if a client asked you that, Lucas?
That goes back to the risk tolerance level, Dottie, because that guy, the friend that bought the more expensive home that he technically couldn't afford, took a very, very high risk, a gamble that could have blown up, Dottie, as you know, because I'm sure you heard many sad stories. People get sick. People lose jobs, significant others die, and all of a sudden the money that you were expecting to pay for some of these expenses, gone. Then what happens? You don't have a cushion. You didn't keep cash on the sidelines for emergencies, which, by the way, all certified planners recommend. Dottie, what's the recommendation? 6 months, a year? Has it changed? Because I was told a minimum of 6 months cash on the sidelines for emergencies. You're reckless.
You don't want to have money. You don't want to be house poor. And also, something that really you're not going to read in the books, and there's no rule to it, but it's basically how do you want to live. For example, let's say, you're married, you got married, you now decide after renting for a year or two, you want to buy a home. Well, what do you want to give up? Like, if you're used to going to dinner 3 or 4 times a week, do you have the money to still do that? And if not, okay, you have to look at, like, how you want to live. But what you don't want to do is cut yourself so that, God forbid, anything happens where, God, you lose your job, you get sick, something, and with a home, let's face it. I don't care what the home
is. I agree.
Even if it's brand new, there's always going to be something that happens. You know, when I bought the first house that I bought that was brand new. Now, what could go wrong with a brand new house? Well, this is a lesson I learned, and this is many years ago, and I'm going to hopefully make sure you don't make that mistake. So I said, this is brand new. I don't really need an appraisal on it. I knew the value in the area. Well, on my second floor in my master bedroom, there was sliding doors, and there was a little, like, balcony outside so that you could go from your bedroom and you could sit outside and have a cup of coffee or a drink or whatever. Well, the roof was a flat roof, and at the time, I didn't really know the differences with flat roofs. And the roof, the way they put the drainage, it didn't drain properly.
Oh, boy.
And so the water built up, and because it was my second home, I wasn't there all the time.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And the water built up, and the balcony was over my den. And the next thing I knew, my whole den ceiling collapsed.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So, you want to make sure that when you spend all cash, that you have ample money in case something goes wrong. You know, with a house, there's always something, right? So you have to have money set aside for just in case something goes wrong. Now, you're going to probably, hopefully, because I don't tell you to buy a home, even a new home, without having an engineer's report. And when you have an engineer's report, you should meet that engineer at the home. Because if you just get a report, sometimes you can't understand it. And you should ask the engineer while he's with you, when he says, well, the roof. Well, what is that going to cost me? Is it a few tiles that are off? Or, is it, or do I need a complete new roof? And what's the cost? I mean, you want to find out.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly on to you. They are having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. To get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. My pillow sandals, $25. The six-pack towel set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium My Pillows with all new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer will not last long, so order now. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code Joe P.
Hello, my friends. Dennis Prager here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for some time now, and yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y-Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y-Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back, and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi, that's the letter Y, R-E-F-Y, 24, Y-Refi 24. That's 888-Y-Refi 24, and when you call, you won't get a sales pitch, just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest the letter Y, then refi, R-E-F-Y.com. And make sure you tell them Dennis Prager sent you.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation? The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, folks. It's Arthur Idala of the Power Hour. Every night here on AM970 at 6 p.m. We try to bring you a lot of fun, a lot of energy, with a lot of facts, a lot of inside scoop from the courtroom and from the streets of the city of New York with our special guests and our regular co-hosts, Sambolino, Joni, Alex, and whoever happens to be walking around the office. Tune in weeknights at 6 p.m.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
AM970, The Answer.
Continuing with Eye on Real Estate, your premier source for real estate information. Here's the host of Eye on Real Estate, the vice chair of Douglas Elliman, Dottie Herman.
I'm here with Lucas, and we are discussing the advantages and disadvantages of buying all cash. And to sum that up, the best choice really depends on your personal financial situation, investment strategy, and your risk tolerance. But Lucas, now I want to talk about if you don't have
the money. Wait, before we go on, you can't leave me with the cliff tangle like that. You can't do that to me, Dottie. So what happened? What happened to your house with the flood? Did you have insurance?
Of course I had insurance.
There you go. There's the advice, everyone. Make sure you have insurance. Insurance is very, very important because of the unexpected. You'd be surprised, Dottie, how many people... when you have a mortgage, another thing that you have to understand, banks require that you have insurance. But if you buy all cash, you could self-insure, right, Dottie?
Well, yeah, but I don't recommend anybody not have insurance, okay?
I agree with you. But in places like Florida, where you have wind insurance, Florida's gotten phenomenally expensive for homeowners insurance, Dottie. Some people are paying tens of thousands of dollars for insurance coverage, and seniors can't afford it.
Well, listen, affordability is another whole issue because everything is pretty high now. But I can tell you this. I lived on Long Island most of my life, and it was very hard for me to get insurance. I don't live on the water. Maybe I live 2 or 3 miles. But, you know, getting insurance, they kept on saying you're in flood zones. You're in a flood zone. You're in a flood zone. And I was nowhere near the water. But, you know, that's what they charged me for. So insurance is another whole topic that you have to think about. But what I really want to talk about, because most people don't have all cash to buy their house. If you don't have all cash, can you beat? What are the ways you can try to beat a cash offer if you're up against the cash offer? And here's what I recommend, and Lucas, just chime in. Number one, get pre-approved for a mortgage. And we'll have Thomas Drew on later on. He'll talk about how to get pre-approved. But it will show sellers that you're serious, you're ready to buy, and that you're approved. They don't have to take the risk or not. It gets
rid of that question mark for sure, Dottie. I agree.
Right. So, and you want to make sure you tell your broker, I am pre-approved, and show that paper to the seller. Increase your down payment. So if you don't have all cash, or maybe you do, instead of putting down 20%, maybe you put down 30 or 40%. And if you're a seller, obviously the more down payment somebody has, the safer that deal is. Doesn't mean something can't happen, but, you know, would I want to take somebody who put 5% down if I had a person that would put 40% down?
You might be more likely to go with that person that's willing to put more cash down for sure. Yes.
Not more likely, definitely likely. Okay. Pretty likely. Okay, because, you know, it's a safer deal unless the big difference in sales in price. You can offer above asking price. You know, my advice to a seller is if it's a little bit above your asking price and you have a choice of an all-cash deal or somebody with a mortgage and it's a little above asking price, I'd probably go with the all-cash, but that's just me. You can limit or waive all the contingencies because with an all-cash deal, right? Now, I'm not saying that's wise to do because certain contingencies, I think, are not wise, but...
You hit on something, Dottie. You can always offer to pay more. Right, if you're going to do a mortgage-backed deal. But the problem, see, it's all very circular, as you know, Dottie, right? The problem, according to this report, right, the UC California report, you can expect to pay up to 17% more. So if you're paying more than a cash buyer, it better not be more than the appraised value. Because what happens is you can agree to pay $1 million more, but if an appraiser comes in and says, no, this is worth $500,000, what are you offering $1 million for? You're going to be in big trouble if it's a finance deal.
You're not going to be in trouble. You're just not going to get the amount of money you need to buy. You're not going to get the mortgage amount. But if you have all cash and you can put extra money in, you can do that also. I'm just saying, you're right, the appraisal has to come in of the house. So if you offer so much money that the appraisal, the house doesn't come in and the bank's not going to lend you the money. Well, they'll lend you a portion of it, not at all.
Have you found, Dottie, that appraisers have gotten really conservative? They're not as liberal as they used to be years ago. They're really tight. They're really tight with these evaluations.
Well, we're in kind of a weird market. I mean, I think I was just reading something last night that hopefully we're going to have a little more inventory this year in 24, but still not a lot. So there's a shortage of inventory. And so when there's a shortage of inventory, it becomes a seller's market because there's more buyers than there are sellers. So if you have that situation, and again, it depends on your personal risk tolerance. It depends on if you're buying with someone that you both talk about it. It depends on if you need to tie your money up or not. But as Lucas said, you always want to have stash money. You don't want to buy a house and, you know, exhaust all your funds that you have nothing. God forbid something happens with the house. So, you know, you can put a larger down payment. You don't have to put 20%. In other words, it's not all cash, nothing. You might say, well, I don't want to use all cash, but I'll put 40% down. Most people put about 20% down, but you could really put as little as 5 or 10% down if you chose to. Now, in a market, if this is my opinion, in a market where there's a lot of inventory and people are having a hard time selling their houses, you might be able to get away with that. But in a market where there's not a lot of inventory and there's multiple offers, it might be tougher to do that, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, Dottie, they're talking about other studies. One study that I read the other day is saying that because prices for housing has gotten so expensive to buy, that the first-time home buyers are now in their 30s, which is unusual from a historical perspective. But it makes sense to accumulate the cash that's required to pay for these prices that have now gone through the roof. You have to amass. That takes time. Mass cash, that takes time. So first-time buyers are now in their 30s, Dottie. And the other study that came out last week, I think it was Realtor.com. I don't know if you saw it, Dottie. It says, it starts with this headline, it's now officially cheaper to rent than to buy a home in 50 of the country's largest cities. When have you heard that, Dottie? So it's cheaper to rent than to buy.
I've heard that, and again, it's very individual. When you take New York City, and I'll just use that for example, and you see so many renters. There's more renters than owners. Some of it has to do with price, okay? But also, what happened is this, for years now, people got married later. People go to school. A lot of people live with their parents, which when I was a kid, as soon as you got out of school, you were out of your parents' house.
Yes. If they didn't throw you out, Dottie, you wanted to get out, if you understand what I'm saying.
Out. And if I was ever dating a guy who said, oh, I'm living with my parents, I would be like, uh-uh.
Same here.
Okay, but the point is, people are living with parents longer to save money, okay? And I always say, if you can use the bank of mom and dad, well, that's the best bank to use.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if mom and dad would agree. And by the way, I don't know if the kids are saving money, just between you and me. I think the kids are staying with the parents because they really don't have a choice. And that's a problem. That's a problem. Well, Rents, particularly in New York, are just astronomical. And maybe New York is not the best place to be for someone starting out in the real estate investment environment. May not be the best place because it's just phenomenally expensive. For example, according to the report, Austin, Texas, out in Austin. Now, these are based on median prices, you know, right where it falls in the middle, based on their study. A monthly rent payment in Austin, on average, is about $1,500 approximately. But the monthly mortgage payment, on average, $3,600. So there's a 141% difference between renting and buying. It's an interesting statistic.
Yeah. To say what you're saying, New York State tax burden was the highest, and that's over 12%. Followed by Hawaii, Vermont, Maine, California, topping 10%. Now, at the lower end of the scale, if you want to move to Alaska, I don't know about you, Curtis.
I think Alaska is beautiful, by the way. Have you ever been?
No.
Do you know? If you are into wildlife and sea life, oh my goodness, it's just amazing. Natural beauty, just an amazing state. I highly recommend it. It's really beautiful if you're into nature.
I'm asking you, I wouldn't want to live there. Okay?
Well, living there is, visiting is one thing. Would I want to live there? No.
Okay, well, I was trying to get to the point that Alaska has a tax burden less than half of New York. For money reasons, you might choose to live there. I'd rather pay more and live here, but it's less than half of New York, it's slightly below 5%. Now, these are the ones that are cheapest. New Hampshire, Wyoming, and Florida followed all with roughly 6%. And that's why you see a lot of people from New York go to Florida, for tax reasons.
Oh, my God, yeah. Florida is the haven for people from New York, from Texas, from Canada. They're coming from all over the place. Canada, too. It's amazing.
Yeah. Now, important for homeowners to know, Maine, Vermont, New Jersey were found to have the highest property taxes. Sales and excise taxes combined were the highest in Washington, followed by Nevada and Hawaii, exceeding 5% each. So again, these are all things to look at, but you also have to look at your lifestyle, where your family is. You know how many people, Lucas, I know, that move to another state and then move back because they miss their family and all their loved ones? So there's a lot of decisions. Some of them are money decisions, but some of them are emotional decisions, too. That when you're thinking of buying or a home, a rental, I don't think is much thought because you can always rent, change your mind in weeks. Okay, but,
Oh, Dottie, tell them to get over it. If you missed your family, go on Zoom and say hello via Zoom. I mean, come on, people. Let's stop babying these kids, Dottie. Let's toughen them up a little bit. If you can't afford New York for whatever reason, go to Alaska. Alaska's beautiful.
But I think if I took a poll right now for all our listeners and I'd say how many of you would want to live in Alaska to save money, listen. I have a very good friend. I'm involved with a lot of real estate companies throughout the United States. And he has a family real estate business over 100 years. It's one of the biggest in Detroit. And he came on my show. You could have bought a house maybe 7-8 years ago for $50 in Detroit. And I would tell the people, and I would say to the guys, listen, guys, you want to impress a girl? Go to a club. Tell the manager, what do you do for a living? I'm a land tycoon. I have 20 houses. You don't have to tell them they're in Detroit where you pay $50 each. And by the way, the people that pay...
Dottie, have you ever been to Detroit, Dottie?
Yes.
Okay, I've been to Detroit, and I was in Detroit about 10 years ago, and you wouldn't want to pay $50, if you know what I'm saying. I mean... It had the potential. It's a very beautiful city. I mean, some of the real estate, some of the architecture, absolutely spectacular. One of my favorite museums, the Carr Museum, is out there. I mean, I think you could go visit Einstein's home or whatever. I mean, some beautiful things in Detroit. But I wouldn't put 7-8 years ago, I wouldn't have put any money in. But now it's come back, right?
Well, now the $50, if you had done that, and this was probably about 7-6 years ago, and I would be on the radio saying, you could buy houses for $50. But now they're up to about $200 or something. I mean, you know, but again,
Woulda, coulda. Yes, I could have made a lot of money if I bought $50 pieces of real estate. But the holding time, taxes, and the costs, and people falling on the property, you have to have insurance to make sure you don't get sued. The carrying cost for all those years, I don't know.
We could talk for 2 hours, so maybe we could continue talking about different things and different tax reasons and some places next week. But I think we're coming up to the 11 o'clock, the 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock news. And, you know, when you're talking real estate, can you talk for hours?
It was Lucas. A pleasure, Dottie. Thank you. Sorry, our time has ran out.
Yeah, but Lucas.
Yes.
Next week, I'd love you to talk about the top questions that people, that clients, when they're buying real estate, ask you.
The preceding hour of programming paid for.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.